This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on Energy Clearing for Life Force, the podcast. And I'm so excited today because I've started to have more wins. And I met with a quintessential winner last week. Oh my gosh. Have you ever spent 3 full days in the presence of someone who wins all the time? It was really interesting. Whew. So just be there with me in that winning energy. Just sit there with that right now and let it just come into your being, that sense of winning, that sense of the yes energy, that you're doing well, it's working. Whew. Right? So how many times have you focused on the places that aren't bringing you good energy? How many times have you focused on the clients who are not bringing you good energy? How many times have you allowed those who do not see your light to be the bearers of your reflection? I'm going to say that again. How many times have you let people who cannot see your light kind of manage the way you see yourself? Yeah, that. So I'm just going to say, I'm going to talk about my first, second, and third grade teachers. This is really a nice light topic, kind of get us off of that heavy beginning. And my first grade teacher was Mrs. Ibsen. And really, I think she thought I walked on water. She let me read all the time. She let me read out loud. She would have me be I love to read already in first grade, and I could read quite well. And so she would let me read in front of everybody all the time. And I just remember her adoration of me. I can feel it. It was like palpable how much she adored me. And I think, how old was I? 6, 5? You know, something like that. It was in Berkeley, California. And then I'm going to talk about my second grade teacher, Mrs. Marshall, and she wore her hair in a very tight bun, and she was really tall and thin, and she dressed very fashionably. She was African-American, and she really did not think I was a very good student, and she was very unhappy with my math performance. She didn't think I could do my times tables very well. She would write really negative things on all of my reviews. I mean, I was just a few months after my sunshiny experience of first grade, right? And so that shaped me so differently, right? And then third grade, we're going to fast forward to Mrs. Long. She was also African-American. It was in Berkeley in this, well, we won't say what decade, but it was some decades back. And she loved me and thought I was awesome, and she celebrated me all the time. And so I want to look at that energy of when I had the contracted teacher and the energy when I had the expansive teachers, right? And how that framed my day. Now, if I had a kid, well, I have 3 kids. If they end up with a teacher like my second grade teacher, I basically changed teachers. I did not let them stay very often in classrooms where every single day their faults were brought up and shown to everybody so negatively, right? You know, later on, I went on to both write professionally, but I also could do trigonometry and calculus, and I was a straight A math student. So it was an interesting juxtaposition of the criticism and how we focus on losses instead of wins. So I'd like to encourage you today to release some of those places where you put too much energy on the losses. Because if we study our wins and we study what happens in our body when we have wins, we can actually generate more of that. We can actually generate more of that. So I'd like to encourage you to step into that big W energy and really celebrate the wins that you have, and almost to the exclusion of the losses. And then set a time to look at the losses and really analyze the losses, and also have the discipline of not letting that hold you back from your future. So you can absolutely look at the losses. I'm not saying live in a vacuum. However, if you're like me and you weren't really encouraged to celebrate your wins as much, then you can limit yourself. It's a really interesting energy. And the discipline of counting your wins and every single day counting the things that were a win, it might be, you know what, I ate a good breakfast, you know? It might be I got my son to school. I'm saying that. I did that today. I'm so proud. I'm putting my hands up. Yeah, I'm going to raise the roof because I got my son to school because he flipping hates going to school. And he's 6'2" and very thick. And you know what? There's no making someone do something at that stage. You just have to sort of like set the standards and see if he'll live with it. So as you go about your day today, my encouragement to you is to focus on the wins. And I'm really blessed. I'm doing a 4-week virtual intensive luxury consciousness course. I'm wrapping it up with 2 full days at a luxury resort in Nevada. So if that sounds like something that would rock your socks off, the virtual or the in-person or the both, and you'd like to tune into the wins and the luxury and the joyful experience and let go of some of the karmic baggage, then join me for that. I think you can find that at energyclearingforlife.com. Right now, you can also just message me at energyclearingforlife@gmail.com, and I can send you the information if you are getting a hit that tuning into luxury and tuning into the winds would be something that would change your life and help you release some of the old junk that might be limiting you or keeping you from your most amazing world. So thank you so much for listening again. This is Erica Glessing. You join me on Energy Clearing for Life Force, my favorite podcast.